Let's meet our next two contestants. First up, Josh Pollenberg. You're a grant manager at Pfizer, and you're obsessed with board games.
I am.
Obsessed? Okay, what is a board game that none of us have heard of? Some obscure board game that we have to play.
Power Grid?
Power Grid.
Power Grid is amazing.
Okay, that sounds a little too real. What happens in Power Grid? There's a blackout.
You have to buy power stations and then buy cities to put the power stations in and then power them to get more money to buy more power stations to power more cities.
Is it called Con Ed? Like, what is this game? Your opponent is Joey Gutman, who apparently says that your competitive nature led you to a job as a federal litigator.
That's true.
Now, you are no stranger to the game show circuit. You've been on Jeopardy, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but also, and most notably, a hot dog eating contest.
The most important by far.
How did you do?
I won.
You won the hot dog eating? How many hot dogs?
It was very informal. We were camp counselors and we wanted to keep the kids entertained. There were 8.5 hot dogs without buns.
How did you feel the rest of the day?
Not great.
Okay, very good. Okay, remember Josh and Joey, the first of you who wins two of our games is going to move on to battle our earlier winner, Mary, in the final round at the end of the show. And your first challenge is a music parody game called Who You Gonna Call? Josh, when you're in trouble, when you need help, who do you call?
Google.
Google. Joey, how about you? Who do you call when you need help?
My wife.
Oh, yeah. And what does she say?
Stop it.
Okay, so we are going to do the most dangerous thing we've ever done on the show. We are going to do a parody of Ghostbusters.
That's right. We took the Ghostbusters theme song and rewrote it to be about other things that end with Buster. Or busters, such as gangbusters or bunker busters. Two examples of things that end in busters. Buzz in to answer, and the winner will be one step closer to the final round, and the loser will be forced to listen to a Redditor mansplain how the all-female Ghostbusters reboot ruined his childhood. Here we go. There was something blue where you rented flicks. Who you gonna call? Joey.
Blockbuster.
That's right. Blockbuster is good. If you're stalling things on the Congress floor, who you gonna call? Joey.
Filibuster.
That's right.
I apologize so much for the scene.
Okay, here's a terrible joke I wrote. What's the difference between a ghost and a congressman?
I don't know.
Ghosts show up. Wait, ghosts are transparent? What do you think of that one?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I ain't afraid of no dirt. Because I have a handheld vacuum cleaner. Josh.
Dustbuster.
That's right.
The look on both of their faces at the end
of... Are you kidding me? That's all we get?
That's a clue?
Roosevelt and Taft, grab the Sherman Act. Who you gonna call? Joey.
Trust Busters.
That's right. If you want some deals on Black Friday, who you gonna call? Josh.
Doorbusters.
Yeah, you got it. I ain't afraid of bar food. I hear you like skee-ball. I ain't afraid of arcades. Chain restaurant. Joey.
Dave and Buster's.
You got it. An impossible claim, TV show debunks. Who you gonna call? Joey.
Mythbusters.
That's right. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
They both did great. Joey, congratulations. You're one step closer to moving on to our final round.